Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the Point series by China Forum. In this series, we will have one-on-one discussions with top-level officials, diplomats, well-known entrepreneurs, academics, and media experts from both China and abroad to hear their fresh insights on important global issues.
Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast, the Point series. I'm Johnny Rung from China Forum. Today, I would like to present to you some expert opinions on whether or not the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, should stop financing new coal projects. Mr. Gu Bin, Associate Professor at Beijing Foreign Studies University Law School, suggests BRI go green by stopping financing new coal power, which would also demonstrate China's determination in tackling climate change. But how likely is it? What could be the specific implementation plan? Let's hear what Professor Gu has to say.
Hi, I'm Gu Bin from Beijing Foreign Studies University. Recently, I published a paper in FT advocating the Belt and Road Initiative should stop financing new coal power plants. I believe the coal ban would be helpful for constructing a high-quality BRI, as well as the commodity of shared future for mankind. Last month, the G7 summit promised to stop using government funds to finance new coal power plants cross-border by this year end. This represents a momentum and should be noted by BRI. Coal power generation is the single biggest source for greenhouse gas emissions. If BRI made coal-free commitments similar to G7, it would contribute to the Paris Agreement goal of keeping global temperatures rises at 1.5 Celsius degree, as well as improve its own reputation. Here are my three specific reasons. First, banning coal is good for China. Banning coal is consistent with China's pledge of carbon peak by 2030 and carbon neutrality by 2060. The interval of the 22 timelines is already the shortest among major economies. A coal ban would force major development financiers, such as China Development Bank and China Exim Bank, as well as commercial banks, to adopt best practices. This in turn would accelerate the transition to a green future for countries that borrow from BRI. Second, banning coal is consistent with the practice of international organizations. 32 international organizations are official partners with the BRI, including the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank. These institutions prioritize international best practices. A coal-free BRI will help them to see the initiative's investments in a positive light. BRI should pay particular attention to the policy changes at multilateral development banks. For example, the European Investment Bank will ban fossil fuel energy, including oil, gas, and coal next year. The Asia Development Bank will formally ban coal in its new energy policy soon. The China-initiated Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank is following the same path. Third, banning coal is good for international cooperation. Over 110 countries have pledged carbon neutrality by 2050. A low-carbon economy represents the greatest business opportunity of our time. Those who move resolutely fast in that direction will benefit the most. 140 countries have endorsed BRI so far. Even some Western countries, including Australia, Canada, UK, and Japan, have chosen to benefit from the initiative through the so-called third-party market cooperation. By declaring itself coal-free, we might expect more countries to join this cheering squad. I am not suggesting that BRI has been criticized solely because of low standards around coal. It is stigmatized mainly because US, as a hegemon, feels threatened by China's rise. By committing zero funding for new coal power plants, BRI will harvest goodwill from the West, in particular from Western Europe. This will help undermine Biden's strategy of trying to isolate China. Last but not least, in order to make a better future for us all, grid standards must be feasible. Asia has the richest coal deposit, representing 38% of world reserves. As it is cheap and accessible for many developing countries, coal constitutes over 40% of energy consumption in Asia, much higher than the world average of 27%. This fact must be acknowledged. A coal-free BI cannot mean no coal at all, nor an immediate cessation in its use. Instead, investments into clean coal technologies, such as carbon capture and storage, to make the dirty coal greener, should be encouraged for existing coal power plants. This will enable them to phase it out gradually. And if there is to be an early coal power retirement, alternatives must be available and attractive.
Well, that was Professor Gu Bin, China Forum expert and associate professor at Beijing Foreign Studies University, sharing his view on a green BRI. Thank you for listening.